Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me is Michelle Cobb. She's the publisher of Audiophile. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. Are you ready for my theme, no theme week?
You know theme week. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Give me a moment.
It's really just, you know, stuff I like to listen to this summer. There's my theme.
Okay. There you go. That's a good theme. So what stuff do you like to listen to? Where will we start?
We're going to start with Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid, read by Julia Whalen.
Ah, a golden voice. Yes.
Yes.
And what is Malibu Rising about?
Well, you might recognize the author because she is the one who wrote Daisy Jones and the Six, which I have to say made for a fantastic multi-voiced audiobook production. This is a more standard experience, but Julia Whalen brings all the goods to it. She takes us to Malibu. We meet the four Riva siblings, Nina, Jay, Hud, and Kit, and they are throwing quite a party, which is an annual event for them.
Okay. Is this a book for young adults?
No.
Okay. Because you could see how that's a young adult premise, yeah?
That's true. And when I tell you more, I could see how you could feed into that more. So these are young people that had a challenging upbringing, and they're really forced to fend for themselves. They're kind of supporting themselves with a variety of jobs centered around surfing because their aging father, who is a singer, basically abandons them, and their mother is deeply in the grips of alcoholism and eventually loses her battle there.
And about how old are the kids? I mean, just an age range, not the age of each.
So the oldest one is like a late teen, I think, when that happens. Maybe not even a late teen, but, you know, is a teenager. And she has a lot on her shoulders, really, truly. So, but again, it's not really, I wouldn't say it's a coming of age story in that way. We're bouncing back and forth between the preparations for the party and the original story of Mick and June, the two parents, meeting. And it's basically a book about relationships that is unfolding in this fantastic setting, and it all goes up in flames.
Literally, I'm assuming.
Yes, exactly. It's also a really good story, and it's a great performance. So
let's hear some.
Yes. So here is a little bit about the mother, June, her life as a teen. So we're going way back to where, you know, the problems begin.
Uh-huh. This is Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid, read by Golden Voice Julia Whalen.
Theo ran the fryer, Christina ran the register, and on nights and weekends, it was June's job to wipe down the tables and mop the floors. Pacific Fish was both June's duty and her inheritance. When June's mother vacated that spot at the counter, it was expected that it would be June's body that filled it. But June felt destined for bigger things, even at 17. June beamed on the rare occasion that a starlet or director would come into the restaurant. She could recognize all of them the second they walked in the door, because she read the gossip rags like Bibles, appealing to her father's soft spot to get him to buy her a copy of Sub Rosa or Confidential every week. When June scrubbed ketchup off the tables, she imagined herself at the Pantages Theater for a movie premiere, When she swept the salt and sand off the floors, she wondered how it might feel to stay at the Beverly Hilton and shop at Robinson's.
You know, the thing about Julia is that she does all these voices so wonderfully, but she's also so good with the narrative.
Yes.
Bringing that narrative forward, keeping one interested, knowing how to pace it. She's just excellent at that.
Yeah, and it makes you want to understand more about the characters when you have these interesting people and this kind of strong narrative as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
I just want to get into their heads more. And I find a lot of times when I'm listening to books that Julia narrates, I want to like call her up and chat about it.
Oh, that's a nice thing, though. I like that. That's cool. Okay. So you're giving this a thumbs up.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay. That is Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid, and it's read by Julia Whalen. Okay. I will talk to you tomorrow, Michelle.
Excellent. Let's do it.
Okay. This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles. Discover titles like The Grandmother Plot by Carolyn B. Cooney and Seek You, written and read by Kristen Radke. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.